Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, every year in the last 2 weeks of October, Wexford becomes the centre of the musical world as the Opera Festival takes centre stage in the city. This year is no different. I'm delighted to welcome Lachlan Deegan. He's the festival's interim director, and he's here to tell me everything. Lachlan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby. Great to be here.
Now, as I understand it, this festival has been around since 1951.
Yeah, it's quite extraordinary, isn't it? It's the 74th year that, I suppose, Wexford has turned into one of the world's great music destinations. Next year, of course, is the 75th anniversary. So it's an extraordinary achievement, I think, for the town of Wexford.
And for someone maybe not involved in opera or not understanding how opera works, is Wexford up there in terms of the international, like with all the opera people in Italy and France and whatnot? Would they all know about Wexford?
Yeah, I suppose when it was founded in 51 by Dr. Tom Walsh, they made a very, very significant decision not to focus on the Rigolettos of the world or Carmens or the operas that are performed in opera houses all over the world,
right,
but to focus on rare operas, operas, the kind of the riches of the repertoire that aren't often staged. So Wexford became really the leading festival in the world where you came to see operas where you couldn't see them anywhere else in the world. So opera fans from all over the world have been flocking to Wexford since the 1950s to see these extraordinary pieces that, quite frankly, you can't see anywhere else.
When did you build the opera?
The National Opera House, which is a very, very beautiful facility on High Street in Wexford. And it opened in 2008, which is a huge achievement. And of course, it runs, has a programme that runs all year round. So we have the Opera Festival there for 3 weeks every year. But all year round, there's, you know, visiting kind of professional productions, community groups, local drama groups are using that incredible facility all year round.
Have you any numbers around the contribution to the local economy? Sort of numbers does it generate?
Yeah, so we do regular economic impact studies on the festival, and I suppose the most recent estimate is that it contributes over 10 million euros to the economy of Wexford town every year. I suppose that's primarily because of the number of international visitors that are coming. You know, up to 30% of our audiences are coming from abroad. So obviously, you know, it's driving business in the town across our hotel partners, across our restaurant partners. And because a lot of the visitors are, I suppose, are high net worth visitors, there's a very, very significant spend that happens in the town every year.
And the dwell time tends to be more than a number of days.
The average stay is over 3 days, which is very significant. And we work with Fáilte Ireland, of course, with support from them who really recognise that the festival is one of the key drivers for tourism in the southeast region.
And then finally, I suppose, in terms of the direction of the festival, you always have to work on festivals, particularly unique festivals such as this, to keep them fresh, to keep them buoyant, to keep new energy in them. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, well, I suppose there's a big focus, particularly coming up to the 75th anniversary next year, and there's a real agenda for growth for the festival. And so we have a very kind of aggressive campaign starting for next year to grow not just box office income, but also support within the town in terms of corporate sponsorship and the kind of business circle of the festival, but also really working to develop regional audiences, you know, in kind of Carlow, Waterford, Kilkenny, those large populations.
Kilkenny fellas don't understand that. That's way too complicated for their intellect.
You can be damn sure there's lots of music fans in Kilkenny who don't realise that they're only an hour's drive away from one of the great cultural experiences.
Oh no, we know that well. Well, listen, Lachlan Deegan, the interim director with the festival, with the Opera Festival here in Wexford, thanks for joining us
this morning.
And enlightening us as to what a great, successful event it actually is. So, well done you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.